Exascale Labs is going public through a SPAC merger with DBORL ARC Acquisition I Corp, and the filing of a Form 425 on May 19th just started the clock on one of the most critical decision windows in the deal. On January 11th, BCAR and Exascale Labs signed their merger agreement for a $250 million combination. The deal was announced publicly on January 15th. Then, on May 19th, BCAR filed a Form 425 with the SEC. That filing is mandatory under Securities Act Rule 425 and Exchange Act Rule 14A12. Whenever a company publishes written communications to shareholders about a pending business combination, it marks the shift from signed agreement to active shareholder solicitation. The proxy statement will follow within weeks. Once it lands, the redemption deadline appears. That window is when SPAC unit holders can take their money back at the trust price, typically around $10 per unit, rather than roll into the combined company. For a portfolio manager holding BCAR trust units, the redemption window is your active decision point, not a passive one. You need to model the deal at different redemption rates and decide whether you want exposure to Exascale Labs as a public company or your $10 back before the deadline hits. For an AI infrastructure investor or builder, Exascale Labs with $250 million in public capital becomes a new regulated counterparty in the market, and you should watch their first capital deployment decisions after the deal closes to determine whether they are a builder or an aggregator. For a capital markets operator tracking the SPAC pipeline, the cluster of 425 filings in the third week of May 2026 suggests Q2 is a closing window for several deals simultaneously, and the aggregate redemption rates across all three vehicles will tell you something real about institutional appetite for SPAC route companies right now. Watch the proxy statement filing as your next hard milestone. That document will set the shareholder vote date, disclose full deal terms including any dilution or earnouts, and give unit holders the information they need to make a redemption decision.